You've been waiting all week, and it's finally here. It's another episode of The Wake Up Call. And now, Ren and David.
One, two, three, four, one, two.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it all.
Oh man, it is tax season, Dave, and that is the Beatles with the Tax Man on the KSJE Sunday Morning Wake Up Call
with my friend Ren
and my buddy Dave.
And I was checking, I was asking Siri if there was, you know, and my butt kind of puckered because it said February 7th. But then you read further when the taxes due, and I'm oh, what's that? But this is airing day before typically. Taxes are due April 15th.
Dang. I got to hurry.
Yeah, no kidding. You haven't got yours put together yet?
Not quite.
You got 24 hours.
I got 24 hours.
Actually, let's see. You got till midnight. So you got 36 hours there.
Okay, I can do that. I can do it on, what is it? All those different tax services online now.
I know. There's so many available. Uh-huh. Free Tax USA. I've used them in the past. And nice. They don't charge anything except to do your state income tax.
Okay. So. I always use TurboTax.
Do you?
I'm a simple woman, TurboTax. Their ads are very effective for me.
Yeah, and they do a good job. I've used them in the past as well.
I'm always reminded of that episode of The Simpsons where Homer has to like turn in his taxes at the very last minute and everybody's, I can't remember. I think they're at the post office. And Kent Brockman, the news anchor, asks Krusty the Clown, "So, sir, why did you wait so long to turn in your taxes?" And Krusty goes, "Because I'm an idiot. Are you happy?"
Yeah, I rest my case.
That's kind of how I feel right now. But what are you going to do? As long as I get them in before the deadline.
That's right.
And this is your reminder. This is your wake-up call.
There you go. Oh, no.
On the wake-up call.
Oh, my God. That's what the wake-up call is all.
What? All this time? That's why we've been calling it that?
So this music list today is going to be about
money.
Either paying taxes or money or that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, or bills or working to pay those bills.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a little working man blues, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you can get a hold of us, intwestconcepts.com, INTWEST, concepts.com. Please email us if you'd like to hear about taxes.
Yeah, we're tax experts.
That's right. Oh my God.
And this is where, like, that little voice would be. Dave and Ren are not tax experts at all. Please do not follow any of their advice.
Exactly. Yeah, we're just kidding. It's all in humor.
It's all in humor. It's all for fun. And yeah, I got some Merle Haggard here.
Oh boy, what's Merle got to say?
Well, he's also got some of those working man.
We're going to go from the Beatles to Merle Haggard.
Yeah.
Now that's the way you do it.
It's a big job just getting by with nine kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working. Long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. I'll keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening, sang a little bit of these working man blues. Sometime I think about leaving, do a little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town. I'll go back working. I gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drank a little beer in a tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here comes that working man. Two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. This song for the working man.
time for Film Rant with Wren.
Hate it.
Hate 'em or love 'em. New or classic, Wren rants on them all. Here's Wren.
It's been I don't even need the track. I've got you. You'll just sing it for me.
That's
right. So this past week, me and my buddies, they all live in New York. We were talking over Discord. We watched a double feature of two movies. We watched La La Land. Do you remember La La Land?
I've been to La La Land.
More than me.
I don't.
La La Land is a musical that came out in like 2016. But it was heavily, heavily inspired by the works of Jacques Demy, a French filmmaker. So we watched one of his films, Les Demoiselles de Rochefort, which is The Young Girls of Rochefort. And it was just an absolute treat. It was a really classic, great French 60s musical. And the main tune from it has been stuck in my head all week. It's got Gene Kelly in it, surprisingly enough. You know Gene Kelly from
Absolutely,
Singing in the Rain?
Yeah.
he plays a heartthrob that steals the heart away of one of the girls. They're two sisters, they're musicians, they're dancers, and they just are adorable. And they perform at a fair. And it's not a very plot-heavy movie. It's definitely more to be like spectacle and
it's
sound.
It's more entertaining than thought-provoking.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. It's just about like young, cute 60s French girls running around town having fun.
Oh, mon ami.
Say no more. Yeah, say no more. So if you're into those classic 60s musicals, I heavily suggest Les Demoiselles de Rochefort.
All right. I'm down.
Be listening each week for yet another ranting with Wren. She's relentless.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Traeger's Bar prides itself in bringing together positive people and sophisticated spirits. A truly welcoming group with New Mexico roots, locally owned and operated. Traeger's offers specialty drinks, classic libations, domestic and craft beers, wine, and cocktails. And for folks feeling a tad peckish, the doghouse is right off the patio with hot dogs, wings, nachos, and much more. Located at 5170 College Boulevard in Farmington, their website is traegersbar.com.
I just like seeing your face when you speak that foreign language stuff.
Thank you. All my receptors are going. I'm trying really hard to pronounce it correctly.
Yeah, it's total concentration mm-hmm. from the eyebrows to the lips. I can just, yeah, that's right.
Almost too concentrating. You know, I've been trying to learn some Japanese too.
Have you really?
Yeah, on an app called Duolingo. Have you ever heard of it?
I have not.
Oh, it's really fun. It like gamifies learning a language. It gives you like points and there's
no
leaderboards like who scored the most language points this week.
All right, so speak Japanese to me.
All right. Rendes, which is I am Ren.
Oh.
And then what is it? Yasashi Bengoshi des.
Wow, that was intense.
Which would be he's a nice lawyer. Yeah, the words I've learned mostly are I know bengoshi, which is lawyer. I know isha, which is doctor. There's gakusei, which is student. There's sensei, which is teacher. A lot of people know that
sensei,
one.
Yeah, sensei, right.
So I'm in still a lot of the basic stuff.
My favorite is sushi.
Sushi. That was one of the vocabulary words they taught us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Japanese
fish
word.
Bait. Sushi.
Sushi. Love it. Well, I'll let you know how my Japanese
journey goes.
Well, it's
tax season, and we're doing on the KSJE Sunday morning wake-up call with my friend Wren.
And my buddy Dave.
We're doing the Tax Man. Is that what we're going to call it?
Tax Man.
You bastard.
We're working for nobody but him.
That's right. Yeah, that's kind of our music playlist today. So I don't know, Wren, are you ready to play another one?
I sure am. This is, you've picked the first three songs.
Okay.
But this next one I picked because it's a dream of mine. It's by ABC. It's How to Be a Millionaire.
ABC. Easy as one, two. That's not the same.
No, unfortunately. It would be too easy.
Pounds. Dollar. Millionaire. Dollar. Pound. Dollar.
I can't
afford it. And tell you the truth, son, someone just bought it. Say, Mr. Whistler, pick on the kick of dice, roulette and blackjack, builders of paradise, larger than life and twice as ugly. If we have to live there, you'll have to trust me. Maybe these luxuries can only compensate for all the girls you would get.
Like the fans of fate.
General's wake-up call was brought to you by the letters W, U, and C.
Happy. chance to be free. I bet he wouldn't fancy me. That's too bad. So I must leave. I'll have to go to Las Vegas or Monaco and win a fortune in a game. My life will never be the same.
Rich man's
world. I was going to say, did you know it's a rich man's world?
I have been told.
It's the Tax Man. That's the name of this KSJE Sunday morning wake-up call with my friend Ren.
My buddy Dave.
And we're talking about that once a year.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Is your to-do list too much of a load? Is your business piling up? Well, you're in luck. Have you heard the scoop on the Poop Group? Whether it's poop stool, duty dump, whatever happens at your dog's rump, we'll take care of it. We are Farmington's one and only poop scooper. We provide weekly, bi-weekly, and monthly pet waste removal services. Call or text 505-330-0081 to schedule your poop scooping today. Don't be fickle with your fecal matter. Call the Poop Group, where your dog's business is our business.
Enema that we have to take.
Enema. That we all as a society take together.
That's right.
For some, it'll infuse us with more cash. For some, it'll take some of it away.
Now, that's an interesting quote.
Yeah. Right?
You're
because
right. Absolutely.
Lots of people get their tax refund and then like do something fun with it. And then some people get audited. But, you know, I think America is one of the few countries where we have to calculate our own taxes. Like in England, I know they do it all automatically for you. They tell you, they do the math for you. They tell you how much you owe or how much you're going to get back, and they just automatically do it for
you.
And
you can't fight it.
I
mean, it's not like you don't have to put in your deductions. They do all
that. No, they do it all for you.
I don't know that I wouldn't mind that so much, I guess. I don't know.
I think I'd prefer it just because it feels like a big trick. Like, we know how much you owe us, but do you know how much you owe us?
Yeah, exactly.
Feels cruel.
It's like dangling that carrot and then taking it away.
Yeah. But it's how does that work? The way that like we pay too much taxes throughout the year and then we get some of it back?
Typically that's what happens because your deductions are different, they may change. You might if you had
year.
A baby, then you would get a have a baby at the end of the year, that's going to be deductible for all year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know nearly enough about taxes.
Yeah, that's basically how it works. I mean, that's how they, you know, you buy a house, and if you sell a house, you got to do capital gains. And so you turn right around and invest that money, and so you don't have to pay taxes on the capital gains. I could go on and on and on.
No, it's kind of sounds like, for somebody I imagine out there, that sounds like a really fun game. Money can be a game for them.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it. Well, sometimes, some years for me, it's been, I feel like it's playing a game that I can't win.
Mm. That's me every day, except I also don't know the rules.
Right.
And I have no idea how to play it. And yeah, I'm terrible with money
I'm the kind of guy that just makes up the rules as I go. That's all.
Hey, that's fine.
All right. Well, I know we're about to I see you looking at the clock. I know we're about out of time for this segment, but we will be back with some more of the Tax Man in the second half right here on the KSJE Sunday Morning Wake Up Call with my extremely good friend, Ren.
And my excellent buddy, Dave. And
Ren, Oh, go ahead.
You go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, Ren, I don't know. It's another great day. I love doing this tax stuff, even though it's reminding me of something awful.
Yeah, I'm going to spin another record for us. That's why I was doing this.
Oh, okay. spin one for me.
Bruce Springsteen coming at you with Better Days.
Oh, always.
First we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable, ain't doing those things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you asked to use my car. Drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me, ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You're trifling,
good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller.
When times get hard, need someone to help me out,
instead of
a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone?
On my car, gave me back credit, buying me gifts with my own hands. Haven't paid the first bill, but you're steady heading to the mall. Going on shopping sprees, perpetrating to your friends that you be balling. And then you use my cell phone, calling whoever that you think at home. And then when the bill comes, all of a sudden you be acting dumb. Don't know when none of these calls come from. Mama's number's here more than once. You're trifling,
good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller.
When times get hard, need someone to help me out,
instead of
a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Can you pay the bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Can you pay my
bills?
Thou shall confess, says Beyonce.
You know, the words that, whether you pay my bills, pay my automobiles.
Can you pay my automobiles? If you do, then maybe we could chill. Yeah, that was Destiny's Child with bills, bills, bills.
Oh my gosh.
It's all about a boyfriend who was a good for nothing, trifling type of brother. He's not paying his bills. And
shame on him.
Putting all the pressure on his girl.
It is the KSJE Sunday Morning Wake Up Call with my friend Ren.
And my buddy Dave.
And we're doing Tax Man because tomorrow is your deadline at midnight to get your taxes in or filed or your extension filed. Mm-hmm. You can file an extension and then not have to pay them until September, I think.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Why would you need an extension?
Because you were too lazy to get them done before midnight tomorrow.
So you were too lazy to get them.
I've done that before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wouldn't the extension take as much time to file for as doing your regular taxes?
Yes. No, well, it depends on how many. I mean, when you have a business.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you become a homeowner, all that kind of stuff, all of that stuff figures in for your deductions. It's, yeah.
It and can then be, it becomes more complicated.
Yeah. And, you know, if you put it off and put it off, you can't do like you're going to do, Ren, and do it an hour before it's time to file.
I don't own anything to my name. No kids. I'm a freewheeler. So it takes me 15 minutes to do my taxes on TurboTax.
Done and one and done, right?
One and done.
Yeah, I get it.
So I'll be listening to this playlist we made full of songs about money and bills and working. And I'll just power through and get it done. Speed run.
Well, all right. I wish it was simpler times for me, but
yeah.
I'm not complaining.
Do you have yours done? Have you filed yours?
What? Filed what? I will probably file the extension if you want to know the truth.
That's fair. Let's just hope nobody in the IRS is listening right now.
Well, I have nothing to hide. So
nothing to hide?
Yeah, I hope they are listening.
Yeah, take that, IRS.
And besides that, you know, if they come and arrest me, I can use 3 squares a day.
Mm-hmm. Free free board.
Yeah, free room and board, you bet.
Yeah. You get 45 minutes out in the yard. It's everything you could need.
I don't even need that long. Just give me 15, let me see the sun. That's it.
Oh, man. I guess there are some people who are not as fortunate as us.
Are you thinking maybe that there's not as many fortunate sons out there as there could be?
I'm thinking there isn't. I've already forgotten the segue that I tried to plan. I'm sorry.
Well, I know that you're probably talking about a little bit about Creedence Clearwater Revival.
If
I was a gambling man,
You would win the jackpot because that's exactly what I'm doing.
And then I would have to pay taxes on that.
Oh, my God, right?
Yeah, it's a no-win situation.
No. Well, anyway, here's a fortunate son, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Lay it on me.
Cheese! Ooh. secret word is
Nirvana. Nerdvana.
Nerdvana.
Yeah, a state of oneness with one's computer. Nerdvana.
Ah, oh, boy, do I know that feeling.
Yes, indeed.
You gave me my laptop. I love my laptop.
I'm glad you do.
And it's pink.
It is. It's like salmon maybe. I was going to say your blouse matches, but your nails match.
My nails
match. Yeah, your blouse is purple.
Yeah, but my nails are pink.
Yeah.
I guess you could call this rose gold.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is, actually.
I think that's what it is, too.
Rose gold.
Well, it's easier to market rose gold.
Her.
Rose gold. Wasn't she a stripper?
Yeah. Shh. That was her stage name.
Yeah. Welcome to the stage, Rose Gold. That's a pretty good stripper name.
It is. I like it.
I bet you somebody's already using it.
Probably so. I want to manage. If you're a stripper and your name is Rose Gold, I want to manage you. Drop us a line at innerwestconcepts.com. All one word. All lowercase. INTER.
WEST. Concepts.
Interwest. Yeah. Concepts.
Right?
Yeah. I'd be going, what the hell is she spelling? What are you talking about over there, Ren?
We've managed podcasts. We'll now manage your exotic dancing career.
Exactly. Oh, is that what they call it? Exotic dancing.
Yeah.
So I take the stripper part back.
Mm-hmm. A professional undresser.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. I'm good at coming
up. I want that gig.
We'll see how many people show up to the show. But and that last song we played was, of course, Money Talks by AC/DC.
Love me some AC/DC for sure.
That me too.
Nice job. All the tunes today have to do with either paying money, getting money, or not having any money.
Yeah.
It's all
yeah.
About the
or
tax.
Wishing you had more.
Yeah. It's all about the tax man for sure.
And this is your wake-up call that taxes are due tomorrow, folks.
They are. By midnight tomorrow.
Yep.
All right, well, you got another one?
I sure do.
I know we're gonna have the Zen of Ren coming up as well.
We will.
And we had a movie rant earlier.
Mm-hmm. And we just did the Debonese for the day. Use that one in a sentence.
Debonese, yeah.
Nerdvana.
Nerdvana.
There are a lot of things could be Nerdvana, but yeah, being in a state of oneness with your computer.
Yeah.
Which is kind of how I feel right now playing this music for you.
I can remember. We'd have to have a different word if we had turntables sitting here.
Yeah.
We'd have to call them something completely different.
Yeah.
Nerd turn.
Yeah. Nerd tables?
Nerd table.
Not quite so much.
Nerd able.
Nerd able. Yeah. We'll work on
if
it.
If you have any suggestions.
Drop us a line.
Drop me a tune. That's your cue, by the way. Drop.
We'll be right back.
prepare your mind, for now it is time for the Zen of Ren.
Money can't buy happiness, but it can make you awfully comfortable while you're being miserable. Claire Booth Luce.
Oh, I like the name. Claire Booth Luce?
Yeah. It looks French. Claire Booth Luce. There you go. That's my French accent for you.
Did you get any on you?
I think I did just spit on myself, but I was going to keep that quiet, but I guess now everybody knows.
Well, listen, if you'd like to get a hold of us, we'd love to hear from you. InnerWestConcepts.com. Our best thing to do is email us at thegeneralswakeupcall@gmail.com. It's all one word, thegeneralswakeupcall.com. Please.
Please.
We'd love to hear from you. We'd like to answer an email, too, if you got some life problem that you would like solved.
Mm-hmm. We'll solve it for you.
That's right.
And it's free.
That's right. Our solicited advice is absolutely free.
And
unless you make a million, then we want 10%.
Then that's our idea.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, so in case you guys didn't hear it the first time, taxes are due tomorrow. So if you need some music to help you get through this challenging time, you can always check out our podcast on Spotify.
That's right.
On the website again.
That's right. The website is westconcepts.com, but it's available on Spotify. It's also available on Pandora, which we get a lot of mm-hmm. downloads from Pandora. So we appreciate that.
So just play this episode again, and the music will keep you motivated.
That's right. And there's some also on there that you could just listen to all day long if it takes you more than an hour to do your taxes.
Yeah. Go through our whole back catalog.
That's right. We'll love you long time you do that for us.
Some of it's pretty good. Yes. The ones that are not as good, we don't talk about.
That's but right.
The ones that are good, yes, that was us, and we made those.
Well, Ren, this has really been fun.
It sure has.
I guess you're sharpening pencils. I saw you doing that earlier, so I guess you're taking those home to do your taxes. Is that mm-hmm. next?
These are my pencils now. Hope you didn't need them for anything.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Well, wait. I'm going to do everything on the computer anyway, so what am I even doing with these pencils? I'll steal them.
It's a nervous habit.
It's a nervous habit, just obsessively sharpening them.
What you need to do is get you one of those Big Chief tablets.
Uh-huh.
And do everything on that with a pencil.
What's a Big Chief tablet?
Oh, my God. Am I aging myself? That's what we had when I was in school, in elementary school, on a Big Chief notebook or Big Chief tablet.
Okay.
So here's what next week, I'm going to go out, see if I can't find a Big Chief tablet and give it to you so that you have your own Big Chief tablet.
For next year's taxes.
That's right.
All right. Let's finish it off with Midland, Make a Little. And here's hoping you make a little money this week.
Yeah. Have a good week, Ren. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So long.
It's a hard living, tail kicking trip that we're all on, but I'm betting we can find a little sunshine in the night. It's a back-breaking, soul-taking road we walk, so what are we waiting for? Baby, let's turn off the light. Make a little, generate a little, maybe even make the world a better place a little. We can turtle dove, Dixieland delight. You know it can't be wrong when it feels so right. It all comes down to you and me, girl. There's just not enough love in the world. So we should make a little, and make a little more tonight. It's clock punching, cash crunching, laying it all out. A little. We could turtle dove, Dixieland delight. You know it can't be wrong when it feels so right. It all comes down to you and me, girl. There's just not enough love in the world. So we should make a little, let's make a little more.
Beaky Turtle Dove, Dixieland Delight. No, it can be wrong when it feels so right. It all comes down to you and me, girl. There's just not enough love in the world. So we should make a little, and make a little more. We should make a little, and make a little more. We should make a little, and make a little more tonight. Talking about loving all night.
That's it for now. Be watching Wake Up Call Facebook page for upcoming events and podcasts.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Want to be a guest or have a question? Drop David or Ren an email at thegeneralswakeupcall@gmail.com. I know he'd love to hear from you. Until next time.
Boom, it's done. Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.